Today's shiur is dedicated by the Rotter and Grant families upon the 25th yard site of Sandra Katz Rotter, Sarah Bas Uri HaKohen.
Okay, today's daf is Gittin Daf Lamed, and we are on Chaf Tes Amid Beis. We'll start about halfway down into the wide lines with Hahu Gavra. Hahu Gavra. The Gemara here is quoting and discussing cases of Gerishin Al Tanai. He says, as the Mishnah discussed, maybe there was a condition given, bring this get to my wife, but take an object that I have that in her hands. That was how we got into this context. And now, towards the bottom of this Amid, we're having different discussions of other conditions. We know that a man can make any type of condition in the realm of reality on a get. There are two types of halachic processes we know in halacha. The type of processes that one is in control of, that one is a bialim on the process, and one that one is not a bialim on the process. And only the ones that one are a bialim on the process, they're in control of the process, can then they make a tanai on, do they make a tanai on that? As Tosas quotes in Ksubas Daf Ayin Dalad, the connection, the Gemara makes the connection between shlichus and tanai. If I can make a shliach on something, then I can make a tanai also. And vice versa. If I can't make a shliach, I can't make a tanai. What's the connection between making a shliach and making a tanai on a gerishin, on a marriage, on a chalitza, on anything? What would be the parallel? So Tosfos says there that the one word, the secret is, are you in control of this process, or is it a process that happens memela? You might do a physical act, but the process is happening memela. So Tosfos says, if you are in control of the process, then you are a bialim on that process, and two ramifications are shlichus and tanai. One doesn't cause the other one, but both of those are caused by the fact that I'm in control of the process. That is, for example, gerushin and kiddushin, where I, the bialim, create the status change by performing the physical act. They are the bialim on the process, and therefore you can make a tanai, you can make a shliach in those processes. But, for example, chalitza, you can't do chalitza al yedei shliach, and therefore the Gemara says you can't make do chalitza yedei tanai. I'm going to mount her and take off the shoe, almanas, that's something. You can't do that. One can't do that because that is a process of darad mamela. Right, and that's similar to just a physical reality that is done, and then Hashem, so to speak, creates the result. If I pour milk into hot chicken soup, then even if it's yours, let's say I take milk and pour it into your hot chicken soup, so I'm going to say, ain't on them oser dover shein shalo. You can't ask your friend's property? Of course not. Why? Because that's not a process creating basar v'chalav that I'm in control of. No, that's a metzius. Metzius is if you have basar and you have chalav. That's the process. And therefore, you can't make a tznai or shlichus. So this Gemara that we talk about in the world of Gerishin, that one is making a tznai on, don't give it to her until 30 days. And that's a tznai in the nesinas I get. Even once the get is given, you can make a tznai. Give it to her almanas that it won't be chal for a certain amount of time. Give it to her almanas that she gives me money. Give it to her that almanas that she gives me an object, as we saw in the discussion yesterday. Or give me an object and then give it to her. So those are all different processes. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Ha'aretz has many nafkaminas in terms of these two processes. The Gemara has the Shliach and Tanai, but also the Eidah the Most Devar Shein Shalom. Can you delay it? Can you delay it? Can you say La'achar Lamid? And there are other important differences as well. Okay, so now let's get to one of the examples of that where he delays. Here, it's before the Maisa Gerushin, but he still is making a tanai in this process. Says the Gemara, about the seventh wide line or so. Hahu gavra d'shara d'lei gitala d'bisu. Again, this isn't exactly the example that I was talking about, because it's a tanai before the nesina, but it's in the same world. Hahu gavra d'shara d'lei gitala d'bisu. A man says it will get to his wife. Amar lei l'shliach, lo tisvei niyalei atlasin yomim. Don't give it for 30 days. For 30 days, hold on to it. You know, for whatever reason, he has a delay. He wants to be married for the next month. Isnis begot lasin yomim. And he has an ones occur within 30 days, and he realizes that at the end of the 30, towards the end of the 30 days, he's not going to be able to give this get. Not going to be able to give it. So asa l'kami d'rava, he comes in front of Rava and says, what should I do? I have this get that I'm supposed to deliver at the end of the 30 days, and I'm not going to be able to. So amar Rava, Rava says, well, let's see. Chala time am I, why did we say in yesterday's Mishnah? Right, Rava knew the Mishnayos. Why did we say in yesterday's Mishnah that a chole, a shliach who gets sick, could transfer mishum da'anus? because he's anus, and we could have an umdina that the bialim would want the get transferred. So hainami anusu. So this is also an anus, and therefore it says Rava amale masar milech kamedidon. Please tell us the words that you know, meaning the the end of the 30 days, we will appoint another shliach and we'll give it to the woman. Meaning you're not gonna be able to do it, so just transfer it to us. Transfer us the power. What do you mean? This is a shliach that wasn't given over the power to divorce. Again, that is a big topic. The Ritva here discusses exactly what that means, but we just had the Pashat understanding yesterday, and that is only someone who has the power to divorce can make another shliach to divorce. Somebody who only has the power to give the get at a later date, according to this Gemara's question, he doesn't have the power to divorce yet. So how can he make a shliach? Shouldn't he have to wait until it's time and then give it over? Says the Gemara. In this case, we have an answer. Rava says, Amar Lahu, no. Kivan de labasa tlos en yomin, matzi megarish, kishliach shenitam legarish en hu. Meaning, Rava says, this isn't like the previous case. The previous case, that question wasn't answered. Shliach shelo nitam legarishin. Period. The answer, though, that Rava gives here is that inherently he has the power to divorce. So it's a little delayed. So he has to wait until after 30 days, but he has been given the power. That's called a mechuser zman. Mechuser zman is lavke mechuser maisa. It's not such a problem. He is given the power. He just has given the power in 2 weeks from now. Not right now, and therefore that is not a chisaron of shliach shalonitan legerishin. Good. So the Gemara says, that's what Rava responds. And therefore, the Gemara says, v'lecha shema pies. What if we have another problem? Why aren't we nervous that within these 30 days, before the divorce takes place, maybe we should be nervous that they had yichud? Maybe he was Mephias the wife, and there was yichud, similar, as we know, to a get yashan, as we'll have later. Milotan, didn't we learn in a Mishnah, me'ach shevim lo basi mikai v'ayud b'yischodesh, umeitz v'zech yod b'yischodesh, arei ze get. If somebody says, this is your get from today, if I don't come in the next year, and he dies in the next year, it's a good get. Why? It's me'achshav. Right? You can't have a get l'acharisa, that we had that back in the first parak, but this is not a get l'acharisa. Right? This goes retroactively from the time he gave the get. V'yavinan ba. And we say, but why should we assume that the get is a good get? Let's say he gave the get on Alef Shvat. And, which by the way, Alef Shvat is the day that Moshe Rabbeinu started giving his last monologue to Klal Yisrael, and therefore the Sfarim said is a special Koach HaTorah. Of Mishnah Torah, you could the next 37 days have special power, like Moshe Rabbeinu's last 37 days of his life, from Rosh Chodesh Shvat to the end of his life. So the Gemara says here, if somebody says on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, this is your get, and then it's going to be, and he dies 3 months later, but maybe he had yichud with his wife and Bia, within those 3 months, and the get's going to go back from Rosh Chodesh Shvad, but then really he's not. He really was mevatel the get by being with his wife. So that's the Gemara's question. V'havina v'nechash shema pies. Why aren't we worried about appeasement and ruining of the get beforehand? V'yamar Abba barbaruna hachi yamar Abba mari mishmei derav. No, the case over there. You know why you're not worried about pius? Ba'omer ne'emenas alai lo marshal abasi. It's where the husband says, I give full ne'emanis to my wife that I did not have yichud with her. That's the ukimta. That's the what we have to say for it to work and for us not to be worried about pius. But if that is not done, if that condition wasn't explicitly said, so we should have to be nervous about pius. And that's the question they ask Rava. So how can you take this get from this shliach that had an ones, and you're going to give it after the 30 days? You should be nervous that the husband had yichud. So Ichziv, so Rava was very upset and he was embarrassed. Lasof, because he had the answer to the Nitan Legarishin question, but he didn't have the answer to this question. So Lasof, Igloi Milsa, Da Arusa Have. At the end, it came out, there was a big detail in the story that was not known at the time, that she was an Arusa. She never was really married. She was only an Arusa, so there was no worry that they had any type of Yichud. They weren't allowed to have Yichud yet. She was only on Arison. Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Nesua, Yom Rabbi Arusa. Right, if you say it by Nesua, you're not going to say it by an Arusa that you have to have worried, and therefore only by an Arusa, as Rashi says, Chaviva Alav, Umachaza Lafaisa. Once you had the Chibas Bia, as it's called, elsewhere, so that's where there's a chashash of yichud, but here there is not, and therefore one doesn't have to be worried, and therefore what I said, my psak was okay. a psak was okay. Again, this was a common situation in the days of old when somebody took a trip and they didn't know if they were coming back. So they said, from today, this is going to be your get.
Is this an example of siyata d'shmaya for the
Gedalia? This is, right, this could be, like we discussed a few weeks ago, the siyata d'shmaya, prevention of rava, but generally we said, Tosva said, the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that applies to food. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu that maybe takala al yidei, you know, Tamidei Chachamim, and if people who have special connections, that's specifically to food. We're not going to allow them to eat food that is not kosher. But you find various places where there were certain mistakes made, right? There Rabbi Shmuel in Shabbos being mate the candle, and other examples. Good. There was probably the most famous person who makes such a tnai of Me'achshev im Lobasi was Uriah. Probably more of the well-known ones. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos. Kol Omer David Chata Eino El Atoeh. Somebody says that David HaMelech sinned. Really, he's making a mistake. It doesn't mean that he didn't sin at all. How do you explain all of Shmuel Beis? Right, that he obviously sinned. Right, he was punished for it. And when Nathan HaNavi comes to him and says, "You sinned Atoha Ish by the Kipsas Harash," the answer is, and David says, "You're right, Chatasi." So that is true. But Chazal say the minog was that any of the Chayalot Shel Beit David, they gave a get to their wives before they left, so really they were divorced, but it just looked bad, and it was still inappropriate for somebody on David's level. And that's why Chazal say it was Ki'ilu, but that was what the Gemara says, Me'achshev im Lobasi, right, it was a get that was given al Tanai, that is Rashi's Pshat of that Gemara, which is the Pashas of that Gemara, Ksubis Daftes, or so, that you give a get al Tanai. Good. So that's what happened here, and Rava, that's the question that was asked here, and Rava gave the correct psak. Amar Rava, Havadai Kami Bailon. The following is for sure a question that we have to have relating to the questions that we brought up on yesterday's Amud about appointing a second Shliach, Ki Mashvu Bezdin Shliach Befanav, O Shalom Befanav. Do you need the first Shliach there for Bezdin to have the power to appoint another Shliach? Rashi on top. Mi Boi Befanav the Shliach Kama? Do you need the first shliach there? Oh, afilu shalom afanav. Could go in zeshihu anus, v'ni yachol la'akiv kan v'yilach ladarko. You just need the first shliach to give over the power and the authority to the bezdin, but then that's it. You don't need that shliach to be there when they appoint the second shliach. That's the question. Do you or don't you? Hadar pashta, and Rava, the Gemara answered, and Rava answered, bein b'fanav, bein shalom afanav. You do not need him there, and shalchu mitam, bein b'fanav, bein shalom afanav. Which might reflect an issue that we brought up, and that is, once the Shliach Rishon hands over the reins, so how much is he out of the picture, and now you just go from the Bialim to the Shliach Sheni. So that was the Mishnah Lamelach Suffolk yesterday. Can the Shliach Rishon be Mevatel, the Shliach Sheni? Once he appoints him, and the Torah's Gittin, the Nesivus assumed for sure, yes. For sure he can. Why? Because if the Shliach Sheni dies, it goes back to the Shliach Rishon, which we said is not such a riot, that might only be if he dies. Right? If he doesn't die, maybe at the time, then there is no such Chiyav. Right? This is a question that is asked in many similar type of sugyas. Right? Shibutas Rabbi Nassan. The sugya of Mesechus Ksubis. If A owes B and B owes C, then A owes C. So that's Shibud Rabbi Nassan. It transfers over. And the big lumdus question is, how much is B invisible or not? That's also a similar. But what happens if A dies? So then B goes, if B is chayv to C. You don't say that B, it disappears totally forever. And that's the issue of the Torah's Gittin. So here too, the fact that he does not have to be there might connect to the idea that conceptually is going now straight from the Bialim to the Shliach Sheni, but that could be part of the issue here. Good. Third line. Hahu da'amar. Now we get into a Ksubis Sugya. Remember this from the first daf in Ksubis. Hahu da'amar ilo, but it's also a Gittin Sugya. Hahu da'amar ilo asina atlas and yomin. Levi gita. Somebody says, if I'm not back within 30 days, this is your get. This is your get. I want to make sure that you're not left to be an aguna. So this is your get if I'm not back within 30 days. Asa upaske mavra. He came back on day 30. And he wants to go across. And he's ready. And the problem is the ferry's on the wrong side. The ferry's on the wrong side or the bridge is out. Either way, he's on the other side and he wants to get back and it's out of his control. Amar lo, he's screaming. Chazud asoy, see, I'm here. Hi, honey, I'm here. We're still married. Amar Shmuel, lo shmei masya. Shmuel says, I'm sorry, but you're divorced. right? You gave a get, you didn't come back l'maisa. And again, Shmuel's not talking from an emotional standpoint, right? Shmuel might say, I wish you were back. I see you want to be back. But you put into motion a condition that if you're not back now, and you're not back now, what am I supposed to do? You already made this condition. Meaning, why do you say that? So Rashi quotes the 2 days from the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Beis. Either this is going according to the principle of Ein Ones Begitin, which means Ein Tainus Ones Begitin. Once I start the process of Gerushin, then even if the Tanai goes unfulfilled because of an Ones, it doesn't matter. You can't stop the process. There's no taina of ones when it comes to get. There's a taina of ones when it comes to many other areas of halacha. There's a taina of ones when it comes to averis. If somebody is forcing me to do an avera ba'ones, I'm not going to get punished for that. Because there is a taina of ones. Ones is a separate din in the Torah. The Torah says, v'lanara l'saz adaber, in Parshas Kiseitse, that if a woman is raped, she's not going to get punished. And that's a separate mitzvah daraisa. The Rambam paskins it's mitzvah upon Bezdin not to punish someone who didn't have ones. That based on that pasuk, l'nara l'sasa davar. And so we know that an ones is not punished. And we know there's a lumdish question: is that all that it is? That there is a pter onshin, or is it maybe not even a ma'isa avera? It's not even called a ma'isa avera if it's a done ba'ones. And that's why, just as an example, if I violate Shabbos ba'ones, I'm not chayav a karbon. While if I violate Shabbos b'shogeg, I am chayav a karbon. Right? What's the difference? Right, if I forgot it was Shabbos, I did an Avera, so I have to bring a carbon chatas. The difference might be by a shogig, that's a Maisa Avera, that you're not held responsible for because you were a shogig. You're not going to get punished for it, but it's still objectively called a Maisa Avera, and therefore, you have to bring a carbon. A shogig ones maybe isn't even a Maisa Avera. That is a shiloh that's asked in generally in the world of ones. There was a fascinating suggestion by Rav Yosef Engel in one of his svarim, where he talks about, maybe this is a machlokas even between Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara in Baba Kama talks about an ox that is trained to kill. Shor ha'itzedin, a shor of the theater of the that they used to use in all of the shows that they used to put on. An ox that was trained to kill. So that ox, is that ox allowed to be used as a karbon on the mizbeach? So Rav and Shmuel discussed that. So one opinion says, yeah, sure, it's an onus. The animal's onus. Right, and the other opinion says, no, asaba avera. He's straight to kill and he killed. Right, so is he with four? So he suggests, Rav Engel suggests, well, maybe that's gufa our issue. Is it a maisa avera that you're not punished for? So it's still labeled as a maisa even in the world of animals, or not, or it's not even a maisa avera. Either way, so we recognize ones in other areas of halacha for sure. The question is, what about get? Do we recognize ones when it comes to the process of get? If the get has already put into motion, do we say that it's harder to stop it than other areas of halacha in recognizing ones? We'll get to why by the Shem in a minute. But that's one day of Rashi. Rashi, fourth line on top. Why do you say lo shvei masya? Why does Rava say that it is a... Why does Shmuel say it's a get here? Because ein tainus ones b'tnai gitin lameimar anisna. Number one. Or there's two whole versions of the Gemara there. There's another whole version that says yesh ones b'get. So if you say yesh ones beget, so what's going on here? So the Gemara says there, because it's really his fault. He should have realized that there's a good chance the ferry is not going to be on his side. It's an onsa de shchicha. It's a common ones that he should have thought about and took into account. That's Rashi's second day. Inami yesh ones begitin ha'okimna b'shmaitza kamaisa de ksubis. It said in the first sugi in ksubis, tahai onsa de shchiachu v'boile le'isnuye. So it's his fault. It's not a regular case of ones. For the 2 days in Rashi, why here we would say lo shme masya, and then you have the second story also related. He says, if I don't make up with her, if I don't appease her within the next 30 days, so then it's a get. I give it to her today because I know she wants it, but in the next 30 days I'm going to really try to get her back on my side. I'm going to try to appease her. Azal paisa v'loi paisa. He tried and it didn't work. What'd he do? What did Rashi says? He talked to her. We got her friends to call her. He tried everything and it didn't work. She still wanted a divorce. So now what? He tried. So what does it mean? What do we assume was meant by appeasing her? Amar of Yosef. Miyavla terkava de dinri v'loi paisa. Did he give her $1,000,000? Right? V'loi paisa. Meaning, he didn't do everything he could have done. He could have given her a ton of money. Meaning, that's not called pious. That's version one. Rabbi Yosef says that that's not called peace, and the get works. Ika d'amri, or different version, Amr Rabbi Yosef. Midi tarkava de din riboy lemesav la. What, does he have to give her $1 million? Hapaisa, he did everything he could. He tried to appease her, v'loi faisa. That's not his fault. Right? So it's, the get is not a good get. What's the root issue of these 2 days? Ha'kaman da'amar yesh onis begitin. Ha'kaman da'amar ein onis begitin. It's kind of out of his control here. So do we say that if it's out of his control, he still has the power to knock off the get? Yesh onis begitin. Or do we say no? What the first day really meant was, did he give her, gold? Meant that, you know, it didn't work l'maisa. And therefore, the get is going to be a good get. Good. The Rambam, the Rif, Rov Rishon and Paskin, ain't ones begitin. Ain't ones begitin. Surprisingly, that we say that once the get process is started, so then it is very hard to stop it, even with an ones. And as we know, that might be related, not for the Rishonim, don't say it, but that could be related to the sugya that comes up once a week or so in Maseches Gittin, and that is the process of Gerushin. The process of Gerushin already started back on the moment that the husband made the decision. Remember, we discussed this by Reb Shimon, Daf Yud Ches, right? And the Rashbam and Basra, that maybe there's no Yerusha, and the Yamshel Shlomo, maybe there's no Avelis, right? All the different applications, which we might not paskin like some of those details, but the idea is definitely a true idea. We had earlier. When does the 3 months of Havchana start? So according to some opinions, it starts from Shas Ksiva, from the moment that he wrote the get. The moment he wrote the get, but 1 minute, we said, if he guy's in jail for 3 months beforehand, it doesn't start from there, even though you know there was no Bia in between. The answer is, because Ksiva Saget might start the process. Gerushin, there's a lot in the process even before the Maisa Gerushin. You're right, the Ramban writes in the beginning of Subas, all this is only true. It only can be looked at as the beginning of the process once the Gerushin takes place. Then you can look at it and say, well, backwards, when did it start? Even though we've had, at least on a Drabana level, but probably even on a Daraisa level, Reach HaGet. Right? Beishamai, at least. Beishamai says if a man writes a get to his wife and then rips it up, she still can't marry a Kohen, even if he drops dead and she's an Almana. So, at least according to some Shitas in the Tanaim, we have the even if the get never takes place, the Gerushin never takes place, still the get has something. But this might have to do with that. And that is, once I start the Gerushin process, it's like a runaway train. It's hard to stop, and even with an ones, unless I rip up the get, then it never happened. But if an ones occurs, it could be that it's not going to be able to stop the process because of the front-heavy nature of this process, in contrast, for example, to Kiddushin, which is all about the Maisa Kiddushin at that moment. And that's why you need acquiescence, both parties, the husband and the wife, by Kiddushin, unlike Gerushin, where on a Daraisa level, it is weighted to earlier. Good. One other sugya that is comes up on this topic, and that is the Aguda. The Aguda, one of the Rishonim, right? One of the more discussed Agudas. What's the Aguda? What happens in a case where I'm going to daven mincha, and I say I'm going to daven mincha a little later, and then when I'm finally ready to daven mincha, I'm ne'enas, and I can't daven mincha, and my kids are screaming, and I just can't get out of the house, and I'm ones. So now what? Am I blamed for waiting so long until the last minute? I should have davened 3 hours ago. But now I waited the last minute. That's called ones besof hazman. If you have all the time in the world, and then all of a sudden, at the last moment, when you finally decided to do it, then you were ones. That's 2 days of the Ramah in Yerodeah. The Ramah says in Yerodeah, Reish Lamed Beis, somebody makes a neder to eat a hamburger this month. They made a neder or a shvua. I'm going to eat. And they wait till the last day. And the last day, something happens and they can't get a hamburger. So do they violate their shvua? They should have eaten a hamburger last week. What did they wait till the last minute for? Or do you say, you're right, technically, but he wanted to do it today, and now he's nanas. So that's the shayla. Mishanishba, now der lasos davar, tochshana, obiyom ploni, yesh lo laso miyad, do it right away. Obishachris, kishiyagi osu ayom, shema yishkach acharkach, v'lo ya'asenu, v'yavar al nidro v'shvuaso. Vim lo aso miyad, ki amar adan yishli p'nai laso. So if you waited, vishachach onenas, and then you had an ones, velo asu, 2 days. Yesh omrim de mikriones. Some say, okay, it's still called an ones. That's the Ran. The yesh omrim de lo mikriones. That's not called ones. That's the aguda. That's not called an ones. Ones besofas man is your fault. It's not called an ones. And if you look in the aguda himself brings a raya. What's the aguda's raya? He learns it from a Mishnah, I think, in Arachin, where the Mishnah discusses, we know the halacha is, if you sell a house in a walled city, but the Arechoma, you have 1 year to redeem it. 1 year to buy it back. After that 1 year, if you don't buy it back, it stays with the buyer forever. But you have 1 year. So the Mishnah describes that Hillel made a takana, because you know what was happening? People waited till the last minute, the last day, and then they were ready to give money to the sellers, but the sellers went on vacation the last day. Right, they went into hiding. So then the next day they're going to say, oh, it's after a year. Sorry, I missed you. The house is mine forever. So this was very difficult. So Hillel made a takana that the sellers were able to just to deposit the money in Beis Din and the house is theirs. That was his takana. Ask the Aguda, why do you have to make a takana? It was ones. It's not their fault. They want to pay. What do you see from there? They don't have the excuse of ones there. They should have paid a month before. Ones besofas man is not called ones. That's the raya of the aguda that you need. The fact that Hillel needed to make the takana means that ones besofas man is not called an ones. And all the achronim get into the action here, whether this is really true. The ksos and the nesivas, the milchas chinuch, they all talk about this aguda. But for us, we'll just mention one source. And that is a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Hilchas Tfilas Mincha. What happens if this happens? Could somebody make tashlumin? Right, if I b'mezid forgot didn't daven mincha, I cannot make it up to myrifs. Only if I did it by accident. Is this called by accident? I waited to the last minute. Is that called an accident? So we paskin l'kula. The Magen Avraham quotes is 2 days of the Ramon, Yoredeya. Right, according to the Aguda, maybe you cannot make it up. That's not called ones. That's your fault. But we paskin l'kula. We paskin that you can make it up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands, and therefore you'd be able to daven mincha even in that case. Okay, there's a lot there, but we will continue. There's a lot more. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah here in Meseches Gittin. Getting back to the issue of chazakas. Remember the Mishnah said, you give a get on the chazaka on the assumption that the guy is still alive, that the person is alive in all the cases of Gittin and Karbanas Vechulu. Hamal v'mo'os es ha-kohen v'esa-levi v'esa-ani. What about this case? A kohen levi or ani need a loan. So I'm going to lend a kohen money, and this is going to be the condition that I'm going to be mafresh. I'm going to lend a Levi money. I'm going to be mafresh, the Truma and the Meiser, from my field, which could go to him, this person I'm lending money. You know what? I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep that Truma, and I'm going to sell it to a Kohen. Or I'm going to keep the Meiser Rishon and eat it myself, right? Take off the Truma's Meiser and eat it myself. I'm going to do that. That's the loan that we have, right? I'm going to lend you money, and I'm going to keep these items that should go to you, because you're a Kohen or a Levi or an Ani if it's Meiser Ani. So that's the halacha. Leos mafresh alein b'michalkan. You lend money on condition that you're going to be able to be mafresh from your own property and keep it. And this takana was made, the Rishonim point out, Latova, the Kohanim, Leviim, and the Aniim. Because if people don't know if they're going to pay back, so then they're not going to lend the money in the first place. So this was a way to help out the Kohanim, the Leviim, and the... Because theoretically, they didn't get the money yet. How could I keep this? It wasn't his that then went to me. Rabbanan said it's a takana. It works. The Gemara will ask how, but that's the takana. So the halacha is mafresh alein b'cheska shein kayamin. You could assume that this Kohen, Levi, or Ani are still alive, even if they're not there, and therefore you could be mafresh the truma and then sell it to the Kohen. Ve'enochoshe shema meisa Kohen or Levi o he'eshir ha'ani. You don't have to assume that they're not in the situation anymore where they are entitled to the produce. The Meiri here discusses why this is not called a Davar Shalo Bala Olam. Because after all, how could you be Makne? How could you make a Tznai on the stuff that didn't grow yet? So he discusses that. Why isn't that a problem? And he has two suggestions where he says maybe this is like an apotiki, a designated item which you don't need Bala Olam, even if it's low Bala Olam. Or maybe this is like a Hava, not a Mecher, and therefore also you don't need Bala Olam. So he discusses that. But either way, says the Gemara Meisu, what if they did die? What if the Kohen died? So I'm still owed the money. but I can't automatically take it from my produce. Tzarech lito rishus min ha-yarshim. You can have to ask rishus from yarshim, because as we'll see in the Gemara, technically the yarshim don't have to pay back if it's all metaltalin. They only have to pay back if the father left them karka. So they don't have to pay back at all. So you have to ask them rishus for you to keep this property. Im hilvan bifnei bezdin. But if you did this whole sidur in front of a bezdin, then you're allowed to take it automatically because that's part of the takana. Part of the takana was that even if they die, the malva is still allowed to take from his property. Good. So says the Gemara. How does this work? Truma, he owes me money, but this produce never was in his hand. He never gave it to me. So how am I able to get paid back from this property, from this produce? So the Gemara has three answers. Amar Ra, first answer. B'makare kahuna v'levia. That is a shas sugya. What does that mean? What if there's a kohen or a levi that I always give my truma and my sarishon to? He's my neighbor. He's the one. I always give it to him. He's makare, recognition, right? He's my good friend. So therefore, that's what we're talking about. Makari Gunav Levia, therefore, even though he didn't get it yet, it's as if he got it. That's the lumdish question. How does Makari Kuna work? Is that really like a Mixas Kinyan? Because I always give it to him, it's as if it's his already. That's what it sounds like. It's as if it's his, and he gave it back to me, and therefore I can get paid back. How does that actually work? So Rashi has a beautiful Lashon. Rashi here says about the sixth to last skinny line. In the Raskal Makari Kuna, Rashi says, because this Kohen always gets it, the other Kohanim have Yeush. They have a Hesach Adas. So it's like he's the only Kohen in the world. It's as if he's the only Kohen in the world. Makari Kahuna. And that is why I'm allowed to do this. Good. And there are other, all the Rishonim deal with how exactly does that work. So Rashi explained why it doesn't belong to the other Kohanim. But still, how did it get to his Rishus? Right, I explained while the other Kohanim, it wasn't like a Bal Chov, Tofes, B'makam Shechov L'Acherim. But how did it get to his Rishus? So the Stipler here discusses that, the Gerash Yerachim discussed that. Right, how exactly does it work? It must be that it's something special about Truma. Because after all, I'm Yisrael, so the Truma is never really mine. I have a mitzvah to be mafresh it. But the second, this is how he explains it, the Gerash Yerachim, the second that all the other Kohanim have a Hesach Hadas and there's only one Kohen in the world, and it's not really mine, that's good enough. That's good enough to be considered his for them to be able to take it back. That's the how the Rashi is interpreted, but that's that Rashi said. The disciple here at Simon Chafalov also has a formulation. But that is all answer number one. Number one is Makari Kuna V'Levia. That's how it's able to work. Answer number two, Shmuel Amar, B'mizakeh Lohem Al Yedei Acherim. There's a concept of Zachal Adam Shlo B'Fanav, as we had in the Mishnah in the first parak. So what happens here? I'm the Malveh. I call over a different neighbor of mine, and I say, here, be Zoche this on behalf of so-and-so, and they give it back to me. So that's it. It belongs to the other person, and now it belongs to me. It happens in many areas of halacha. We tried to do that. The Rashi here discusses, so why do you need the special takana? Of, oh, Rabbanu or Misakin. It's regular case of Zachal Adam Shlobafanav. So the Rashi says, no, well, you don't want your neighbor to be able to keep it. Right? It automatically goes back to you. It's not so much that the neighbor has to decide, okay, I'll be a nice guy and give it back to you. After I was zochid on behalf of so-and-so. That's the takana. Usually, by Zachal Adam Shlobafanav, if I give it to you on behalf of so-and-so, I can't take it back from you. I've already given it over. Now it's up to the other guy to give it back. Says the Rashba, that's why you need the takana. You need the takana for that reason. Says the Rashba, let me find it. Says the Rashba, the imishum dina, kivan diavi lahai deliski be lakoin of the levi sula matzi mehedre umishkamine. You can't take it back. Ve'idach nami lomatzer mehedre be. El takana iskinu kadei shalolev toach lemes adeles sheyul v'lem bali batem. So the takana is that it automatically goes back. After I give it to my neighbor, on behalf of the ani, behalf of the kohen, he doesn't have a choice to keep it. Good. That is number two. Makare kuna v'levia is number one. Shmuel says, mezaka idei acherim. Ula amar, hamani Reb Yossi hi. Ula says, maybe this is like Reb Yossi. De amar. Reb Yossi says elsewhere, asu es she'eno zocha kezocha. Takana Drabanan, sometimes even if someone does not have real chus over something, we treat it as if he has the chus over something. Rashi says on the first wide line, Bimakomos Harbe, Mibre Takana Asukain. We find many areas of halacha where we say, Midaraisa, he doesn't own it, Midrabanan, we own it. Right? A child picks up a lost object on the street. What do we say? There's Gezel Drabanan, even though he doesn't really own it, he's a katan. Ain't chus la katan. No, it's Ki'ilu. Eino zoche, kizoche. Or you have an ani hamanaki, we'll have later on in the fifth parak, right? An ani is shaking the olive tree and the olives fall down. And another ani comes and says, got it! No! An ani who's here, who's knocking down olives for himself. So, ki'ilu it's his. So there are various areas of halacha. We have in the Ishtayim Ochsin, in other cases. So they're all mishum takana. So that's Hamani Reb Yossi, that this case also. It's as if it's his. Good. Three answers. Kulu karavlo amri. No, the second and third answer didn't want to say like Rav. Bimakari loktani. It doesn't say specifically in the Mishnah that it said about makari kahuna. So that's why they didn't want to say that answer. Kishmul loka amri bimazaka loktani. Doesn't say that beferish either. Ku'ulanami lo amri ki yichida lo mokminan. And we didn't want to say like ula because we didn't want to be moking the Mishnah like a das yachid. Like a das yachid. Which is a little difficult. Tosis points out that many of these examples of Asa eino zocha kizocha, we do paskin like. That's not only das yachid. There are certain cases that are das yachidim, but we also paskin like that. But either way, that's what the Gemara says. Look in the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like answer number one and answer number two. Does not the Gemara assumes, the Rambam assumes it's not a machlokes, but the Rambam says in Hilchas Meiser, in Perek Zayin, Halacha, Hey, and Vav, the Rambam says, Ketan mafresh alehin. Well, how are you mafresh? In this case, will you lent the ani money? Mafresh atshuma o meiser rishon o meiser ani mi perosav u mizaka bohen aide acher lo oso kohen o alevi o haani shehilvam. Meaning Shmuel. Vimhayu regilin li tol mi manu vuhu ragil shalo yitain elalahen enotzar lezakos aide acher. Rav. Right, Makari. V'yachar shemafrish, mechashiv kamashav ez ashifrish, umenachem en almal ve'ashifra kol chovo. Right, you figure out how much it's worth, and you deduct that until you finish the loan. Umochar ha-truma l'cholkoin she'yirtza, you could sell the truma, right, usually I can't sell truma, I have to give the truma, but here I could sell it, right, and you can give it to anyone I want, and that's the Kesef Mishnah, right, kishmuel, sham, ukarav nami, lo palik alei, le'inyin dina. The Rambam paskins like both of the opinions. Good. Tanu Rabbanan. Let's continue. Says the Tosefta. Hamal ve'maos es hakohen ve'es halevi ve'es ani ve'es mafresh aleihen mechalkan mafresh aleihen becheskas mechalkan mafresh aleihen becheskas in kayamin. As we said, that part's in the Mishnah. But now we add on a couple of details. Uposi kiman keshar azol. I can make an agreement that what rate am I going to use in terms of the fruit in the future? I can go by the cheapest rate, the most fruit for me. Meaning even if the price goes down, and there's more fruit for it, so I'm going to take more fruit. He can make that kashar azol ve'ebo mishum ribis. There's no ribis there. As we'll see why, there is no isser of interest in this arrangement. Ve'en shvias misham taso, and shvias does not uproot this loan, as usually shvias does uproot loans. We'll talk about each of these. Ve'balach zer eno choser, and if he, we don't know who the he is yet, if he wants to retract, he cannot retract after this arrangement is set up. Nisya'ashua bailim. What happened if my field is totally flooded? And now, where I was going to get paid back from you, it's totally ruined. And I had yeush of ever getting paid back then. Ein mafresh aleihen. So then if it grows back, surprisingly, I can't take from there. Because it's no longer his that he owes me. Lefishe mafreshin ala avud. Right, it's already avud, and therefore the loan, we'll see, disappears. It's like you were only supposed to get paid back from this. This was the deal. It disappeared, and therefore it's tough luck. Period. Amamash. Now let's talk about these extra lines in the Tosefta. Posik imam kishar azol. If you make this arrangement, the malvik could say, whatever works out better for me, so I'm going to use that rate. If prices are cheaper now, I'm going to use now. If the prices are cheaper in a month, I'm going to use that pshita. So the Gemara says, isn't that obvious? So isn't that obvious that he's allowed to make any tzna he wants? So point number one is, even if he didn't say that explicitly, it always works out for the tova of the lova, malva. Right? That's part of the takana, that the rabbis want people to be able to lend the money. So part of that is to give them the good rate. But the Gemara says, "Vein b'mishum ribis." My time. Why isn't there ribis? Right? What's the definition of ribis? If I have something and I gain, you're giving me money, and I am gaining more than what I gave you for the schar of the delay that you don't have to pay me back right now. Right? So why isn't that a problem here? Right? If I'm gonna gain based on the fact that I lend you money. So our answer is no, because here there's a major risk. My time. Kiva dechi les le lo yav le. As we just said, if the whole field gets flooded, you owe me zero. So even when I don't have it, even when there is, that's not called ribbis. As the Ramban and other Rishonim say here, it's not a loan. This arrangement turns into more of a mecher. It's like a sale. And therefore, when it comes to this type of arrangement, it's not ribbis daraisa for sure, right? We didn't arrange that I'm going to lend you money, you're going to pay me back more. So it's all ribbis darabanan. So this is not enough for ribbis darabanan because there's a chance that I might lose everything. And ribbis doesn't apply in that case where there's a risk. Ribbis has to be where I'm for sure going to get back my principal. And the question is, I might get more than my principal. Here, you might not even get your principal. And therefore, it's not going to be in the world of ribbis darabanan. Good. That's the fifth paragraph of Bava Metzia, all the details. Ve'ein shvius misham taso. And this shvius does not uproot this loan. De lo karina be lo yigos. Because the shvius is all about don't go and collect. But here, I'm not going to have to go and collect. It's already in my rishus. So he's mafresh it in his, he has to be mafresh it because he can't eat shruma. Sorry? No, but let's say it's the year, Shemitah is just about whether the loan, let's say it's the produce is from the sixth year, but then Shemitah comes, does it knock out the loan that's owed? It's not Shemitah produce is hefker. Good. V'imbalach, sorry, no chozer, there's a machlokas we're going to have Hashem later on. Actually, about Shemitah produce. Is it automatically hefker? Do I have to be mafker? That's the Mordechai and the other Rishonim. But let's continue for now. V'im balach sar eino chozer. And if he wants to retract, he cannot retract. Who cannot retract? Amar apapa, lo shanu ela balabayis bakoin. The malve cannot retract. Because he's already set this up for the good of the kohen. Avo kohen bebalabayis im balach sar chozer. But if the kohen says, you know what, I want to pay you back from other items, not from what you owe me, he can be chozer. Ditznan, because the Mishnah says about Metzia, nasan lo mos v'lo mashachem enu peiros yochel achzer bo. If he paid, but he didn't do a kinyan mashicha yet, he's able to be chozer bo. It might not be the greatest thing to do, nicest thing to do, but he can be chozer bo. So here too, he could be chozer bo, because again, sof, it's all letovas ha kohen v'ha ani. Good. Nisyashu abaye lemein mafresh aleihen levishim mafreshin ala oven. The last line of the Tosefta was that once the bialim, if the whole field was flooded, and now they're like, oh, forget it, I'm never going to get anything paid back, so then the whole thing disappears, because you're not mafresh on the oven. So pshita, isn't that obvious? He was supposed to get paid back from here, and it doesn't exist anymore. So why would I think otherwise? Lo tzricha da akon. Maybe the chiddush is even if it started growing already at the time of your yeish da akon ma'od etema akansa milsa. Here you might think the growth is a milsa and therefore it undermines your yeish. The fact that it's growing, so then memelo your yeish isn't a significant yeish because there is something here. Kamash v'lan, we say no. Might as well we say that's not. Once you have yeish, even if it's a little bit of growth, you had yeish. You didn't think anything would grow here, and therefore you're not going to get paid back. All the Achronim discuss on this issue. The Maritz Chai is here. He quotes it from the Ksos and the other Rishonim. The Maharit, I think, I don't remember exactly who. Can you be misyayish on a milveh? We know yeish could work on a lost item, on a mitziah. That's the context of yeish. But there's big discussions, can yeish work on blank? Can yeish work on a lost item that's really under your bed? On a davar sheber shuscha. That's the machlokas in the Rishonim. Can yeish work on a chiyuv? Right? A misyayish on, how can you be misyayish on a chiyuv? It's his chiyuv to pay me. So what difference does it make that I'm misyayish? He still owes me. So that's a big discussion in the Achronim. So this Gemara sounds like you can. Can't be misyayish on a chiyuv, right? He's misyayish and he's never going to get paid back. So then it disappears. So that is, that's a question. It's a question. It's a Bamitzia, question. But this is the Maritz Chai. Here quotes all of these, Achronim, and they wonder whether it can work. Ayin Pnei Yeshua. He quotes Ar Pnei Yeshua. Shehis Orer. Eich Mahani Yesh Bahalva. Hari Mavuar De'en Yesh Bechov. V'lo Matzah Teretz Maspik. He quotes the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. V'tamahani Aragonanal. I don't know why he didn't quote the Maharik. Not the Maharik. The Maharik. Why did he quote the Maharik? You look in the Maharik. Who's mechalik into different types of chovos, but this is the discussion here whether you be misayish on a chov, and it probably has to do with what is yeush, How exactly does Yeyush work? Many different approaches in the Mefarshim. What exactly is happening by Yeyush when I give up hope? Am I removing myself? I am being mocked as something. I am the Reb Soloveitchik's lashon of Hashlamas Shem Avud. Am I detaching myself from anything relevant in the case? All different suggestions, which maybe we'll talk about at another time. But that's related to our sugya here. Weiter. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Hamal v'ma'os es ha-koin v'es ha-levi be-bezdin, v'mesu. Similar to our case, somebody lends the money to the coin of the levi in Bezdin, and then they died. Ma'afr shalem v'cheskes ozu ha-shevet. So, even though they died, we don't say that the whole chiyuv disappears. It was in Beis Din. So as the Mishnah said, he can still collect. And your mafrish, based on, there are other kohanim out there that this is owed to, but you can still keep it. Ves ha'ani be'Beis Din v'meis. What if you lent to an ani in Beis Din and then the ani died? Mafrish ala b'cheskas ani Yisrael. Right? You can still be mafrish. There are other aniim out there, and therefore you could use that chazaka. B'cheskas ani Yisrael. Rashi's lashon on the bottom is, other poor people would want you to be able to do this so that you'd lend them money in the future. This is part of the takana. All the kohanim would be happy about this. All the aniyim would be happy about this. That's Rashi on the second to last line. Takanas aniyim inichaluhu. L'chol aniyya Yisrael. Just they dazdu noheges b'Yisrael. K'dei sheyimtsu malvim lahem k'sheyitztarchu. Right, it's for the good of society. That's the Brisa. That the first day it says, Yermafish b'cheskas aniyya Yisrael. Rav Achi Omer b'cheskas aniyya Olam. They're a little different lashon. Becheskas, the aniyim of the world, not the aniye Yisrael. My benayu, what's the difference between those two lashonos? Ika benayu, aniye kusim. Aniye kusim are not aniye Yisrael, but they are aniye olam. Would that be good enough to have them in mind? Rashi says the root here, machlokes could be machlokes geiri arayas, geiri emes, which came up earlier in our Masechta. Continuing the Brisa though, Hashira Ani, what if the Ani became rich? The Ani didn't die, the Ani became rich. Ein Mafrish Aleihem? No, then you cannot be Mafrish with any Aniim in mind. V'zacha halav masha biyado, and it's tough luck on you. You lose your loan, because you were supposed to take Meister Ani. This guy was supposed to pay you back from the Meister Ani. This guy's now a rich man, he can't take Meister Ani. Okay, but that's it. Sorry, Malve. Ask the Gemara. V'rabbanon, maestro de la misa da vitakanto, maestro la ashiris de la vitakanto. Why, if the ani died, do we say, oh, you could take the maestro ani based on other aniim? But if the ani became rich, then we don't say that. Misa shchicha, ashiris lo shchicha. People die. Poor people getting rich is less common than poor people dying, and therefore, we're only misakin by a milsa de shchicha. Amar af papa, haina damri inshi, chavrech mis asher. Is asher, lo ta asher. If you hear that your friend died, believe it. But if you hear it became rich, then don't believe it. It might not be true. Period. Okay, there's a lot about tztaka, obviously, and aniyim, but right now we're going to continue. Meitzarachli de rishus v'chulu. What did Mishnah say? If he died, then you have to get rishus from the Yarshim. But if you did it in Beis Din, you don't have to get rishus from the Yarshim. Tanya Rebbe Omer, Yarshin she Yarshu. Our Mishnah is quoted in the Tosefta with two extra words. Yarshin she Yarshu. It applies by Yarshin that Yarshin. Says the Gemara. Umiika Yarshin de lo Yarsi. Are there Yarshin that don't Yarshin? What does that mean? Elam Reb Yochanan she Yarshu karka below she Yarshu ksafim. Reb Yochanan says it means it only applies. The takana was only made that it's automatic if they got land. Why? Because if a Yorish gets land, then they still owe you the loan from that property. So if they owe you the land for the property, you know what Chazal said? So then you could collect from the land that you have, the produce that you have, the original. But if they don't have any property, then they don't have to pay you back at all. So the takana falls away. Amar Reb Yochanan, hiniach malo machat, gove mali machat, mali kardom, gove mali kardom. Reb Yonasan, I'm sorry, says, but you're only allowed to collect commensurate with the amount that they have. If they only have a little amount that the father left them, that's the only part that you can collect from. For Reb Yochanan, Amar, no. Afilu hiniach mali machat, gove mali kardom, ukamaisa de katina de la abaya. No, like the story of Abaya elsewhere, that if the Yershim were left some land, there could always be consecutive seizures, meaning I could collect the land from them to pay back part of my loan. Then the Yarshim could get it back. They could buy it back with the money that they have, and then I'll collect it again until I get all of my loan paid back. So to hear, Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm allowed to take all my loan as long as they have some karka. Period. Let's start at least the next sugya, and then we're going to go on to tomorrow's daf. Tana Rabbana. A related discussion. Yisrael Shamar the Levi. Yisrael says to a Levi, Meiser Yesh L'cha B'yadi, I have Meiser Rishon of yours in my hand. Ein Choshen L'chumas Meiser Shabo. You don't have to be concerned about the Chumas Meiser in it that goes from to the Kohen from the Meiser Rishon. Kur Meiser Yesh L'cha B'yadi, but if he gives a specific amount, he doesn't just say, you have Meiser Rishon with me, but you have a Kur Meiser Rishon with me. Choshen L'chumas Meiser Shabo. You do have to be concerned about the Chumas Meiser. What is going on here? My comer, what's the pshat of this brisa? What does the brisa mean about meiser, kur meiser, three pshatim? Let's at least try to do at least one or two. Amar Abaye Hachi comer, number one. Maybe this is what it means. Yisrael Shamar the Levi, meiser yesh lecha b'yadi v'helach damav. Yisrael says to a Levi, I have meiser rishon of yours in my hand, v'helach damav, and sell it to me. Sell it to me, machreoli, and he paid him for it. Right? I have Meiser Rishon. Can I pay you for it? This is a similar idea to our Mishnah, right? Because why the Levi never got the Meiser Rishon. So I have the Meiser Rishon. Can I pay you for it? Here, great. Ein Choshishin Shema Aso Chumas Meiser Amachom Acher. I shouldn't think that right when I said, I have your Meiser Rishon, and he says yes, and then he says, please sell it to me, I don't have to be worried that in that second, the Levi thought in his head, oh, that Meiser Rishon is really all going to become Chumas Meiser for other Meiser Rishon that I have in my house. You don't have to be worried about that. Because he has no idea how much it is. So he's not going to designate it. But kur meiser yesh lecha b'yadi. But if he tells him a specific amount, the whole halach damav, and here's money for it, choshishin shem aso, chumas meiser amakam acher. Then the Yisrael is stuck because he has to be nervous. Maybe the Levi in that minute, he made it into chumas meiser on other property, which has the halach of chuma, and therefore he can't eat it. That's what the Bryce is talking about. Says the Gemara, really? Atav Rishi Askinun. The Brisa would be talking to tell us about Rishayim, the Shakli Dami Umashvi Lachumas Meiser. Right, a Levi that would do this trick? I can't fathom that is what the Brisa is talking about, and therefore we're going to have to come up with a different shot of what the Brisa means. We'll stop here by the Ella. B'ez Hashem will continue tomorrow. Tomorrow has a short Amud Aleph, and B'ez Hashem, we will continue with Ella on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.